in. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, October the 18th, 2016. 12:15 coming up on 12:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Scott Spears along with you. And today we've got a very interesting program, and the guest we're going to kick it off with is somebody who I have wanted to talk to for quite some time. He is Professor Alan Lichtman. He is a American political historian who teaches at the American University of Washington, D.C. Something very interesting about Professor Lichtman is he has a group of categories that he predicts the presidential winners since 1984 from, and he has not been wrong since 1984. So if you want to know who's going to win the election, this might be the guy who's able to tell you as we head into the big debate tomorrow and the election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, 21 days away from today. We're very glad to welcome to these microphones Professor Alan Lichtman. Professor Lichtman, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Before you tell us who you think is going to win this election, let us know how you base this.
Yes. I developed a prediction system based on history back in 1981 with my collaborator, Vladimir Tylos Borok, a world-renowned mathematician. And we looked at every American presidential election, from the election of Lincoln in 1860 to the election of Reagan in 1980, guided by the thesis that American presidential elections are primarily judgments on the performance of the party holding the White House. And we came up with 13 key factors, the 13 keys, which are true-false questions, where an answer of true always favors the re-election of the White House party. And the way the system works, if six or more of the keys are false, six strikes or more, any six, the party in power is predicted to lose. And this system has correctly predicted, as you say, the outcome of the vote from 1984 to 2012. No other system comes close to that kind of record. And often it's done well in advance of an election.
That being said, here we are, 21 days from the election. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, who's it going to be based on this criteria?
Well, before I give you that, and I will in a second, let me say, I'm not a hedger, but for the first time in 30 years, I've issued a qualification to my prediction. So I'll give you the verdict of the keys, and then I'll give you my qualification, and you can wrestle with the two. There are exactly six keys out against the incumbent Democrats. The party mandate key based on their pasting in the midterms of 2014. The incumbency key, based on the fact that Barack Obama can't run again. Open seats are tough. The third party key, Gary Johnson is running way ahead of any libertarian candidate. The policy change key, and this goes term by term, and with the gridlock in Washington, there has been nothing comparable to Affordable Care Act in the first term. That's four. Five, foreign policy success. No big smashing success like dispatching bin Laden last time. And finally, the only key that pertains to the candidate, the sixth key, which is that Hillary Clinton is not the once-in-a-generation charismatic candidate like a Ronald Reagan or a John F. Kennedy. So that's exactly six, okay?
Got it.
With me so far?
I'm with you.
Now, here's the qualification. This is based on history, and I'll look at crystal balls. And Donald Trump is a history-shattering candidate. He's the one candidate the Republicans have picked that could make this not a change election, that could snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. He's the only candidate in history with no record of public service and a record of enriching himself at the expense of others. He has said any one of a dozen things that would have driven any other candidate out of the race. He broke the Cuban embargo. He's run an illegal charity. He's used that charity to settle his private debts, to wash and launder money owed to him. He, of course, gave a, has been seen on video, and this came after my qualification, bragging about sexual assault, and 10 women have now said that's exactly what he's done. Even with the verdict of history on his side, Trump may not be able to overcome all these obstacles. And this is what makes this election the most fascinating election in American history, because we have two contending forces crashing. You have the force of history, which says this should be a change election. A generic Republican like a John Kasich or a Marco Rubio should win. But then you have the force of Donald Trump, which says this is a candidate that the overwhelming majority of the American people don't see fit for the Oval Office. So I think this explains why, based on the candidates alone, Hillary Clinton's not running away with this election. You know, she said, why aren't I 10 points ahead? Why aren't I 50 points ahead? Well, she's bucking history.
So that being said, to clear this up for the audience, based on the system, Donald Trump, in your opinion, should win this election. But because Donald Trump is not the typical candidate, nothing like him has ever been seen before, does that mean Hillary should win the election? What is the prediction now?
Well, the prediction is hedged, as I said. And I'm not a hedger. I've never done this in 30 years. And you've got two conflicting forces. And right now it looks like the force of Trump is going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But the force of history pointing to a change election is also very powerful. And as the great British Prime Minister Disraeli once said, finality is not a word we use in politics. Trump had a chance, I thought, if he had followed my advice in the first and second debate and in his rallies to move towards the center. Instead, he's done just the opposite, and he's gotten entoiled in the sex scandal. And then he's done something, you know, which as a political historian I find astounding. Before the returns are in, saying the election is going to be rigged because of widespread voter fraud. In fact, there is no widespread voter fraud. Every study, including one by the Republican National Lawyers Association that was dedicated to finding voter fraud, hasn't found any. The most recent study found that voter impersonation, the kind of fraud he's talking about, dead people voting in multiple identities, the study found 31 credible allocations out of a billion ballots. That's one allegation out of every 33 million ballots. So there's just no basis for this. It's very dangerous. And a lot of Republicans, not just Democrats, have denounced it.
Let me just so I can lay this out correctly for the audience. So basically what has happened here is, I know it took you a long time based on the keys this time to come up with a prediction.
Sure.
Now, I remember you came up with the prediction a few months ago, and you did say Donald Trump. But now, because of his own, the way he's acted the last month or two, you are now changing that to hedging that Hillary Clinton will win.
I am hedging. But let me correct one thing. Even when I first issued my prediction, and you're right, this was even to make the prediction, this was the most puzzling election we've ever had. But even at that time, before the sex scandals, before he started talking about a rigged election, I had already hedged my prediction, and now it's hedged even more. As I said, if Donald Trump had listened to me, he could have put himself in an excellent position to win this election. But he seems more concerned with appealing to his 35 to 40% base than moving to the mainstream.
So let me ask this. As of October 18th, 21 days till the election, Professor Alan Lichtman, who has predicted every election correctly since 1984, is predicting that on November 8th, the next president will be.
I wish I could give you a definitive prediction, but I can't. There are two, as I said, conflicting forces, and it remains to be seen how those forces shake out. Right now, it certainly looks like Donald Trump has done everything in his power to make sure that the force of Trump triumphs over the force of history. When I say triumph, I mean cancels out what should have been a change election.
So you, this year, really...
I'm not making a definitive prediction, though.
Right, so this year...
There are two forces.
Right. So this year, you really have no prediction.
That's right. I don't have a definitive prediction because the keys say one thing and the qualification says another thing. And let me again stress, I'm not a hedger. I've been doing this for over 30 years. and this is the first time I've ever issued a qualification, because we've never seen anyone like Donald Trump before.
Could the debate, really, that's the last time these two will be together.
Yep.
Other than that, I mean, there's not much time left.
That's right.
Could the debate tomorrow night change things for anybody?
Well, it can't change things for Hillary. Hillary is what she is, and she's going to be the same. If Donald Trump this time listens to me, this is his last chance to get off some of his rants and move into the mainstream and talk about the change issues. Remember, this should be a change election, and the change issues work well for him. But if he's talking about locking her up and voter fraud and gets embroiled in the sex scandals, then, you know, he will not have helped himself.
Let me ask you this before I let you go. I know you're very busy, but I was looking at a poll on CNN this morning, and the electoral map was up there. And right now, they are still qualifying North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, and Nevada as all toss-up states. But even with that, if Donald Trump won every one, if he won all of those, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada, he would still lose. It would be close, but he would still lose.
Right.
So,
but again, some of the polls are the polls, and as I said, things can change in the last 21 days. They never have before, but we've never seen an election like this before. The other thing that makes this, and I've got to go in a minute, but I want to say another thing that makes this election so off the page is the intervention of the Russians. You know, we've never seen anything like this before, and the intelligence community has pretty well confirmed these leaks are coming from Russian sources, and they've leaked tens of thousands of Democratic documents and zero Republican documents. You don't have to be a Sherlock Holmes to figure the Russians are trying to tilt this election for Donald Trump, and it's been helpful to him, and the media has been shameful in, you know, lapping up this stuff coming out of the Russians. If the Russians succeed, then, you know, our democracy is horribly compromised. Every foreign power will then have a green light to meddle in every future election, and that's really frightening.
A short question here. Besides the keys, besides everything else, if I'm just asking you a personal opinion, who do you think will win on November 8th?
Well, if you ask my personal opinion, it's not worth more than anyone else's personal opinion. Maybe a little more, because I've studied a lot. I do think Hillary Clinton will win.
Okay. Professor Alan Lichtman, that's very interesting. Thank you, Professor.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, now that is very, very interesting. The man who has predicted every election correctly since 1984. Sean, what do you think? There it was.
Yep, she's the stronger one, I think, and it was very interesting how he did his numbers.
Well, it's fascinating because the system he has used, presidential election since 1984, says Donald Trump should win. But because of Donald Trump's own actions and behaviors, it's a toss-up as far as the system goes, but his personal opinion as an American historic scholar is that Hillary, you heard it right there. Now that is fascinating. Do you disagree with anything he said?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's all math. I mean, that's what he was saying. It's all math and numbers. And, obviously he has history, the guy.
Well, here's where I think something bad happened. And I've been trying to tell this, and maybe this is where we came off as the Hillary Broadcasting Station, because I've been trying to say what Donald Trump is doing is not normal. And I've been saying this for a month. But people call in to defend it. I think if they had called in and said, listen, Donald Trump can beat her if he just started acting normal, if he just talked about policies, did good things. But he's not able to do that. Why isn't he able to do that?
Because he's a showboat. He likes to show off.
Yeah, but did he lose this election because of his own pension to show off?
Probably.
Hillary Clinton will be glad. People will be glad to hear that in Brooklyn. Alan Lichtman is the man who's done it. Nobody has a record like his, and his own personal opinion is Hillary Clinton. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I don't think he said that anywhere else. Always breaking news here. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion about that, that's a big one. 740-383-9944. You heard it here first that Professor Alan Lichtman, who has predicted every presidential election correctly since 1984, has now said that he believes, personally, it's a toss-up, it's a hedge, but that Hillary Clinton will win this election. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Well, does that make you feel safe, uneasy, going into this election 21 days from now?
I think it feels safe because, like I said, I don't think at this point Donald Trump needs the finger on the buttons or needs to step a foot in the White House at this point.
So you have no confidence left in him at all?
No.
Well, what we went from liking him to disliking him. What has put you now to absolutely no confidence?
Just all the stuff that he's been doing lately. You know, all the, I don't know, all the scandals, and it's just, what else is he capable of doing? If he gets in an office, who knows? If he's the commander in chief, who knows what he can do?
Again, we'd love to hear your opinion, 740-383-9944. Since Professor Lichtman brought this up, we'll get into it too here. It looks like Donald Trump is saying now that if he loses this election, it's rigged.
Of course.
And he's telling people that they need to watch people at the polling places and that the media has rigged this against him and that if he doesn't win, then it had to have been rigged for Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Well, we just heard it from him, the professor. He says none of them has been rigged over the years.
Well, and he has predicted Republicans and Democrats to win. He would have predicted Reagan in 84, Republican. He would have predicted George H.W. Bush, a Republican. Bill Clinton, a Democrat. He's done both parties. Why is Donald Trump, in your opinion, saying this is rigged?
Oh, because he knows he messed up, and, you know, it's his own personality that caused it. I mean, you can't go crazy like he does. He goes off the rails.
So you think he really went off the rails? What do you think caused that?
He's just one of those personalities that, you know, it is what it is with him, and if you don't like what he says, he just says it anyway. So,
well, Alan Lichtman, that's very, very interesting. Now, there's another story going on, and as crazy as this could be as we head into the debate tomorrow night, escalating his criticism of Hillary Clinton's debate performances, Donald Trump came to a state battling a drug epidemic and suggested without any evidence on Saturday that his opponent has been on drugs during their second debate. Here's what he said. I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate, Mr. Trump told a crowd of thousands gathered in a parking lot of a Toyota dealership on a chilly afternoon. He continued, we should take a drug test prior because I don't know what's going on with her, but at the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning, and at the end it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car.
The only person that really sounds like he has drugs is him. He's the one that sniffles all the time in the stage.
But do you think we need to drug test Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? Is this important before the next debate?
Not to me, but if they want to, go right ahead.
I don't know if they want to. I know that Donald wants to.
To me, I don't see what's wrong with it.
Do you think she was on drugs?
No, I don't think she's on drugs. I mean, she's probably on drugs when she had medicine drugs when she has her sickness.
That's not what he's implying.
Well, I know. He's implying that maybe she's on some kind of crack or something or heroin.
Gets her up for the debate. Did you think she was on drugs?
No, she wasn't. The only person that last debate that I watched, he would not sit down. He was walking and pacing the floors and...
Well, and by the way, he's also set up Saturday Night Live now that they are lame and old and it needs to be canceled because they're against him, too. He doesn't like that Donald Trump impersonation.
Oh, isn't he good? Oh, he's good.
But Donald Trump didn't like it. He watched it last week, and he said that show needs to be canceled. It's not funny anymore.
I think it's hilarious.
This is what he's doing, watching Saturday Night Live?
I'm sure he was tweeting to somebody.
Oh, he did. He tweeted on him. He said it's totally unfunny. Show needs to be canceled. It's against him. Now all his campaign is saying the media is against him. Why would the media be against him? He's nothing but entertainment.
Oh, yeah. He does sell entertainment. I'm sure he sells a lot of, hats and T-shirts and stuff. of.
Give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'd love
to
hear
buy
your opinion.
I'd like to buy a toupee, though.
740-383-9944. Give us a call. The last debate's tomorrow night of the three. We know what happened in the first one. Pretty well overwhelmingly, Hillary won the first debate. In the last one, it was called the most contentious debate in the history of presidential debates. What do you think's going to happen tomorrow night, November the 19th?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure how he's going to react.
Well, he's got to know this is his last shot to get something in.
I'm sure he's still going to take some digs with her. He'll probably say lock her up again, I'm sure. You know, if he becomes president, he'll probably say that again. He'll put her to jail or whatever, you know, that's his him. But he'll probably bring up the more emails that's, you know, that they're finding.
Professor Lichtman says don't do that. Don't bring up.
But Donald don't know how to do that. He doesn't know how to, he doesn't understand how to do that. That's not him.
You know, the calls have kind of gotten less here in the last few weeks. Have the Donald Trump supporters or the people who have defended him and hated Hillary, have they disappeared?
I don't know. Like to hear from him because, you know, everybody has their own opinion.
Well, do you think he finally did something that tipped over the apple cart?
Probably the comments that he made on that bus, you know, years ago.
10 women now claim that he has sexually assaulted them.
It's a lot.
Do you think he did it?
I really don't know. Donald to me doesn't seem aggressive. Well, you know what I see. I mean, he's all mouth, but to me he doesn't seem great. I really don't know. I mean,
did Bill Cosby seem aggressive?
No, he didn't. So there you go. He was one of those dads of the year. And
so does 10 women make you think about it anymore?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if he did it, he needs to own up to it. And
well, he ain't going to own up to it.
Yeah.
He's already said he ain't going to own up to it. How about when Hillary walked across the stage and he said, I saw her walk across the stage at the debate and it didn't do anything for me?
Oh, he was staring her down. I don't believe a word he says. I mean, he was like right behind her, stalking her on that stage.
740-383-9944. And to be fair, let's talk about the emails. They hacked emails, which Professor Lichtman talked about as well. What's your feeling on these emails that Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, John Podesta, his emails continue to be hacked?
I just think it's ridiculous, especially if it's Russia involved in it. I mean, come on. Really?
Well, I've said this for 2 days now. Why isn't the story that Russia is tapping in to Hillary Clinton's emails? Why do you think they do not want her to win this?
Because I'm sure she's strong. She's a strong person, and you know, she's not going to let anybody push her around. Of course, Donald, I'm sure he probably has ties with him, apparently. I know he says he doesn't know anything about Russia, but I don't believe that.
To me, this is just a little more scary, because if they can hack Podesta's emails, then they can hack Trump's emails, then they can hack who knows whose emails. Somebody hacked Colin Powell's emails.
Well, they probably don't want Trump's because they're on Trump's side.
But that's what Professor Lichtman said. Does it bother the American people at all that a foreign power who is not our friend, Russia, is tampering in an American election? Why would they do that?
Probably because they're friends with Donald.
But does that bother anybody at all? Does that bother his supporters? Does that bother anybody who defends him?
It bothers me, especially when we have a person that's not, they're not even our ally. You know, they have atomic bombs as well.
Nuclear
bombs. Of course, that's kind of scary that, you know, they're getting involved in this.
Is there anything in these emails that has been shocking to you?
No, really, it doesn't even. I haven't really been following the email scheme because I'm tired of hearing about it, to be honest with you. It's none of my business, what, you know.
Well, the big one that is that her Wall Street transcripts have been released, and that she said she was going to work with them and she would deal with them and they would, you know, come to a solution to help regulate Wall Street. Is this, and that they had to, this might damage her with Bernie Sanders because at the time she was running against Bernie Sanders?
I don't think it would affect her at all.
Well, isn't it a crime to leak emails like that? I would think it would be. It's private information.
Well, it is crime, but, you know, I'm sure our FBI can't go over to another country. So the only thing we could do is try to block it, I guess.
Well, my question is, how do we know these emails are legitimate?
We really don't, really.
You know what's kind of funny to me? You've had the two biggest hackers in the history of the email world, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. Now, everybody wanted to bring them both back here and put them on trial because you don't hack emails, you don't give away national secrets, okay? And Hillary Clinton has been beat above the head and shoulders. Oh, you sent emails, they could have been intercepted by a foreign country, right? So why is it now that Julian Assange leaking emails, personal emails, doesn't scare anybody? How come now it's okay, and he's a good guy? Certainly people who support Trump would say that.
I'm sure. I really don't know why it's going that way. I guess Donald Trump does no wrong, apparently.
What is the real hate for Hillary?
I think it's probably because they don't want a woman and be the president. They don't want a woman in there.
I think she scares people. I think she took on Bill Clinton. You know, people don't realize she left the White House before she was done being first lady and went and ran for Senate. She went and did her own life. And she's a tough woman. I mean, she deals with President Bush. She dealt with all the foreign leaders in the world. I think there's a real scary idea there that a woman can be this strong.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. People are not ready for a woman president. I think that's probably what all of it is.
Well, what do we do?
To me, I want somebody in there who's going to be good. And at this point, just like the professor was reading, at this point, the cards are stacking against Hillary. She has the most knowledgeable, you know. We understand that Donald was going to do change, but what was he going to change? He ain't changing nothing.
Well, what do you think his drive in this election is? What does he want to do right now? He's got 21 days.
I really don't know what he wants to do.
Well, will he tell us tomorrow night?
I don't know. I mean, if I bring up the wall again, I'm sure. That'll be a big joke.
Hasn't been a whole lot of talk about the wall recently. I don't know what happened there. The wall talk has kind of died down.
Well, maybe his campaign finally beat it in his head. Say, listen, you know, the president of, you know, Mexico says they're not paying for it.
And maybe we better get on good terms with them.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you here on WWGH Radio. We always want to hear your opinions and what you think of what's going on, because you, the listening audience, are just as important as we are. And sometimes we're not right. Sometimes we need to hear an opposing viewpoint, and the listening audience needs to hear an opposing viewpoint. And if you have one, all you have to do is voice it, and it will go out to the radio waves. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You heard the interview that was on right before this show that I did with Juanita Broderick, the woman who accused Bill Clinton of raping her. What'd you make of that?
Well, there were some interesting points that she made. I really don't understand why there was a private meeting. Why was she, I guess at the time she wasn't scared of him, but why would you meet in your hotel room? I think if you're going to meet for coffee, wouldn't you meet down in the lobby? Or I guess, because she really didn't know him that well, right? Apparently, she worked for his campaign, but I really don't understand why you would meet somebody in your hotel room.
To me, she seemed very sane, I thought. No.
Oh, yeah, she was sane, better than the other lady you interviewed.
Kathleen Willey, yeah, who was on back, I think, in June.
Yeah.
She was a little different, but Juanita Broderick, I thought, was very okay. I mean, she talked legible. I thought she was fair to both sides, and that's what you need. You need somebody who's right on the level on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did a good interview with you. I guess at the point, I guess back in the 70s, I guess people really didn't think about that. But now people probably don't meet in those kind of places. I don't know.
They just text each other.
Yeah,
I tell you, I did see Melania Trump's interview with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN, and I thought she did a very good job. I thought Melania Trump is probably Donald Trump's best representative. She seems to be very smart. She is willing to bust Donald when he needs it. She says, you know, I don't appreciate those remarks he made on the bus, and that she's not on social media, and she says she really doesn't like that Donald's on social media, but he's a grown man, and she can't tell him what to do.
Of course not, yeah. And he's the breadwinner, so I'm sure, you know.
But does that mean anything anymore, do you think?
To a certain point, I think it does. I'm not all the time, but to a certain point, yeah.
So you think but she was speaking out against him.
Oh, I'm sure she probably got lashes about it later on.
You think?
Oh, I'm sure behind closed doors, I'm sure he probably...
Do you think he's an angry man?
I don't know if he's an angry man, but he probably, you know, he does say what he feels, and, you know, I'm a fielder, so I'm sure he probably, behind closed doors, probably gave her, you know, the lecture.
Do you think that Republicans are sad that this was the candidate? Because apparently, according to Professor Lichtman, all signs pointed toward a Republican winning this because Hillary, he said, should not have won this. But it's because Donald Trump's own attitudes and things he's done that, in his opinion, have cost him this election.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm not sure they're all ashamed that it happened this way.
But do you think they wanted him, that they ever wanted him to be president?
I don't think so, ever. No.
If you want my honest opinion, what I actually think happened was I do think Donald Trump could have won. I really do, because for all the reasons Dr. Lichtman pointed out against Hillary Clinton, but I think what happened was Donald started going on these rants, and he went out and he said, take away Hillary's protection, and he did that funny thing where he tried to stagger around and pretend like she was out of it, and then said he was going to lock her up in the debate. And then all these Russian emails have come down. He didn't need any of that. He didn't need, or drug testing somebody. He didn't need to do all this, but all his people kept defending him. But his people didn't understand that
it was hurting him.
But yeah, but it's not. Okay, if you are for Donald Trump, in your mind, you know you're for Donald Trump, okay? You should not have defended that. If you really wanted to win the White House, you should have went to his people, to his campaign, and said, that's not funny. Don't do that. Do something else. Talk about your policies.
Well, I'm a fine example. I was following Donald Trump for the word get-go at first. But since he done all this crazy stuff, where did I go? I said, I'm done with him.
First, their first opinion was always to attack Hillary, and I think that was wrong. What they should have done was attack Trump and said, Trump, get it together. You still have time. You have debates. Don't bring these women in who Bill Clinton had affairs with. Don't say you're going to throw a former first lady in prison. Don't say she's the devil. Don't say she has hate in her heart. Just hit her with policy, and I think he could have won. But he just was not capable of doing that, and I don't know why.
Well, because his personality is that way. I mean, when you have a personality that just wants it, I say what I feel, and sometimes that can hurt you.
But when you're running for president, you're on a stage. There's nobody who can speak to him. Nobody.
Look how many campaign managers he went through. I'm telling you, you don't tell Donald to do anything.
Well, he's turned on the Republican Party. Why would you turn on your own people? But people are following him. Oh yeah, he's doing the right thing. He's a maverick. Well, I think he could win Ohio. He's still very close in Ohio, but Florida and North Carolina don't look good for him. And he loses either one of those and it's over. As a matter of fact, he could win all of those. North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, and Nevada, and he will still lose.
In Michigan?
Michigan's not close. He's not going to win Michigan.
Yeah.
But he could all the toss-up states, there are four left. Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. And he could win every single one of them, and he would still lose.
I find that hard to believe that he's Florida's really close, especially with all the, you know.
Well, there's a lot of seniors. There's a lot of seniors. There's a lot of seniors in Florida.
Oh yeah, because he really took a dig at that nationality.
Which one's that?
The African Americans. He took a dig at, and
well, I didn't think there were a lot more African Americans in Florida. I would think that he might have hurt him with the Latinos.
Yeah, Latinos. Yeah, come from Cuba and all that. Yeah.
But I don't understand why he has done this. I just don't get it. Just like Professor Lichtman said, it was a time for a change election. It was a time that a Republican could have won, and he might have blown it down the tubes. Wouldn't he feel horrible on November 9th if it didn't happen? And it's, who do you have to blame?
Himself. Of course he's not going to blame himself. Well, we all know that.
He'll
blame it on something different.
The people can continue to call in and defend him, but I wish what they would have done, because they've run out of time now with 21 days left, I wish they would have said what he does is horrible and just don't talk about Hillary. You know, when you talk about Hillary, you're giving her attention. If you're supporting Donald Trump, you don't want to do that. You know, that's what she's done. Every time Donald Trump has went off on one of these rants, she's just stood out of the way and let him just choke himself. He's not able to do that. His whole attitude is to go after her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. He likes to call her crooked Hillary, and I don't know.
Well, according to Professor Lichtman, who's predicted every election since 1984, it looks like Hillary Clinton might not be going up the river, because it looks like it's possible that Donald Trump will not pull it off, even though all the keys point to him being able to pull it off.
That's very interesting how he does it.
Got everyone right since 84.
And he said his personal opinion, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Who knows? 740-383-9944. We'd like to hear from somebody out there with 8 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Don't forget the Marion, Ohio League of Women Voters Candidates Night will be broadcast live on WWGH Radio on Thursday, this Thursday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. You can get that on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH Radio. The event will emanate from the Marion Senior Center located at 2375 Harding Highway East. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the radio broadcast will begin at 7:30. And there's a nice write-up in the Marion Star about it today, so I hope everybody goes out on this Tuesday and gets that Marion Star. Again, the phone lines are open. Any thoughts on local elections? People can speak out. 740-383-9944. About 7 minutes left in the broadcast. We got a note earlier on that I got to verify about a local election. Maybe we'll bring it up tomorrow before candidates night if it turns out to be true. But you have any thoughts on local elections as we head into Thursday night's candidates night?
Oh, it's going to be interesting between the two sheriffs, I think. I'm kind of...
Well, you got a third man in there.
Yeah, third, yeah. what's the third man's name again?
Scott Blau. He's the Republican.
Yeah. I never hear from him or I hear about him. Is he like...
He's out there. There's some signs. I've seen some signs in town.
I haven't seen any swirly signs around. So there's three. It'd be interesting to see that. That's going to be the hot and heavy one, I think, at all of them.
You think that'll be the one?
Yeah.
What about the prosecutor? When you got the sitting prosecutor, Brent Yeager, running against the city law director, Mark Russell, and then you've got Tom Edwards in there as well.
Yeah, they'll be pretty good, but I think that sheriff's going to top them all, I think.
I don't, well, do you have a favorite in that one?
Do I have a favorite?
You don't have to say who it is, but you could just say if you have a favorite in the sheriff's race.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already know where you're going.
Yeah.
Will the debate Thursday night change that in any way?
No.
No matter what?
No.
You know where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, we got this letter today, but I do want to verify it before we put it out on the air, as it has to do and pertain to one of the elections here in town. But it should be very... very interesting if we can get it up. But we're not able to do that yet, but we are working on it. You can be sure of that. So 740-383-9944. Give us your opinion. 740-383-9944. To you, what was the most important thing Professor Lichtman said?
You know, is the technology and the... statistics that he uses to predict them. I find that's pretty interesting. The history, of course, you know, they say history repeats itself. But it's pretty neat how he comes up with the analogy of picking his presidents. But on this one, like he said, he has two forces going back and forth each other, so he couldn't really predict 100% on this one. But It's pretty interesting. After all those years, 30 years that he's been doing it, he was never wrong. Due to, because of history and basically, you know, numbers.
But he says there's never been an election like this, which I think we all can certainly echo with 21 days left. What do you think has made this election so different?
Two unique persons. Donald Trump's never been in office. He's never been in any kind of office position. Hillary Clinton being the first woman. She's been in the White House before. So I think that's what it is. I think it's two unique people that are going against for the same job. And it is a bizarre situation.
Do you think that Professor Lichtman is right? Had it not been Donald Trump, had it been another Republican like a Kasich or a Rubio or a Cruz, that they would have won?
Probably, maybe. I really don't. I guess according to his statistics, yes, I think it probably was. It was because all the stuff that Democrats done, probably what he said.
Do you think Hillary Clinton will be good for the country?
I do. I think I will feel a lot more safer with her than I would Donald at this point.
Is there any certain moment that you can say, boy, something really went wrong here?
Like, you know, far as what?
In his campaign.
Oh, in Donald's campaign? Well, shooting his mouth off in the wrong places. Certainly making fun of the First Lady. That's improper. You don't make fun of somebody. She was ill. I mean, you know, what if he was ill? What if she made fun of him? He wouldn't like that either.
What has this done to the Republican Party?
It kind of embarrassed them. They're kind of embarrassed. You know, Paul Ryan, I mean, heck, he don't even want nothing to do with Donald Trump right now. And he's
the lead Republican in the House. I don't know. I just don't know what happened. You got 3 minutes left if you want to get your opinion in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear what you think. Maybe it's the nice weather. These nice weather days, people tend to get out. I can't believe it's going to be 88 today in October, late October. But it's going to take a nasty turn tomorrow. We'll only be in the 70s, and then by Thursday, we're back down in the 60s, and Friday in the 50s. But today's a nice day. Maybe everybody's out enjoying that.
Well, we're going to have a mild.
Did you create your own word there?
Yeah, I did.
What was that?
I have no idea. We're going to have a mild winter this year, I heard.
So. And a marled one, too.
Yeah, I guess.
And a marled winter. Oh, Thursday coming up on this show, I believe we're going to be joined from 12:15 to 1 o'clock by Dalton Danes.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it certainly will.
he's a true
Republican.
He's a true...
But he supported Ted Cruz at one point.
Booze Cruz. And then he went to Donald Trump, I heard.
Yes, he did go to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because Hillary is just not his choice.
You two crack me up.
But I wonder...
You don't want to miss that one.
I wonder with 19 days left to go how that will be. Do you think he's changed his mind? Maybe he's changed his mind.
You never know.
Changes happen all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
We are a world of change.
You know, like I said, I was for Donald Trump to begin with, and I just changed my mind after all his nonsense that he'd done over the past 6 or 8 months.
The only thing that's constant is change.
Yep.
And you heard it right here, folks. Professor Alan Lichtman, who's predicted every presidential election correctly since 1984, said this was a tough one to do because his keys point to Donald Trump, but because of Donald Trump's behavior over the last month, he now has to say that he's hedging his bets for Hillary Clinton, and in his own personal opinion, he believes that Hillary Clinton will win the presidential election. That's fascinating.
It always sure is. Especially all the years that he was not wrong. I mean, he has a lot of... Maisie Kreskin, I can't wait to hear his...
If he ever gives one. I don't know. He's running out of time. There's only 21 days left.
Maybe it's because of the force fields, too.
There's force fields in this election. It's very tough to do anything in this election of 2016.
Yeah.
We can all predict, but I think November... it could be a blowout, too. You never know. Somebody might blow somebody away. Not blow them in the election. in the Electoral College.
Well, you know, Donald wants Hillary's weapons to go away.
We're taking a break. Stay with us. Come back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From legend comedian... Or-